Our next speaker, I am now going to introduce to you. Our next speaker is a longtime friend, Manpreet Singh. She's now Judge Manpreet Singh, so I have to get used to saying that since 2022. She's judge of Harris County Civil Court at Law Number 4, and I've had the pleasure and the opportunity to work with Judge Singh now on a number of different CLE seminar programs over the years, including a number at UT. She's a prolific speaker both at UT seminars and state bar seminars. She has, you see in her biography here, she's received a number of awards and appointments of various kinds, including Distinguished Member Award from the South Asia Bar Association. She's been chapter representative for ABOTA, the American Board of Trial Advocates, an invitation-only honorary association of trial lawyers from both sides of the docket. Numerous awards, numerous bits of civic involvement, always a very highly rated speaker at all seminars. And Judge Singh is going to talk to us about preparing witnesses for deposition. Please give Judge Singh a round of applause.
Thank you so much, Quentin. Always a pleasure to work with UT Law. You guys are so organized and always on top of everything, and I appreciate it. And obviously the opportunity working with Quentin is always a pleasure. And I don't know, he's not going to brag about himself, so I will tell you, I know you were supposed to introduce me, but I can say some stuff about you. I'm going to take a point of personal privilege. He just came off of teaching the TTLA seminar, and that's a huge, highly respected organization. When they pluck and pick out people to come and teach portions of that, you are getting the best of the best. So for us to be able to hear from him, and even the presentation that he's just done right now, you already know that he's a star, and so we are lucky to have him, and I am unlucky to follow him. So there's that. I don't know, I'm sure throughout the day, people have kind of come and taken the temperature of how long people have practiced law and what their exposure is to taking and presenting people for deposition. So if you may indulge me in this, since I'm late to the ball game, how many of you guys have practiced for under 5 years? Okay. And over 5 years. All right. So here's the deal. Quentin gave you a very succinct presentation about experts and very, very informative and very in-depth. I'm going to talk about preparing a witness for a deposition. Now, what I'm going to talk about is going to sound extremely basic, but here's the thing. Between five-year attorneys and over five-year attorneys, we forget that this is simple. And so I'm basically giving you a watered-down version of what you just heard as to the basics, because we as attorneys forget the basics. And what we really forget, and I know I've only been on the bench for 6 months, is who we're presenting to. We're not always presenting to a judge. We're presenting to a jury of our peers. And by the way, they are not our peers, right? We have graduate school degrees, and they may or may not. And so when we talk above above them and we miss the point, and especially with the feedback that we hear from jurors, you realize that we missed the simplicity in the process. And so I'm here to talk about the simplicity of the process of presenting a witness. Now, there is a distinct difference between presenting an expert and a lay person and a lay witness that's your client or any other lay witness. Just we went through the nuances of what an expert witness testimony you have to go through and how you cross-examine someone. Remember, whenever you present an expert or somebody who's not in your control or you've hired, you must present all the communications that go with it, all those conversations you have, whether it's over lunch or on email, that all comes out. The only thing that's sanctity is when you present your own client. And so that presents itself with different innuendos and different expectations. And so we have to remember that. The thing when you tell your client, when they get served with a lawsuit, that's the worst feeling that they've ever had because they don't know that's coming, or if they do know it's coming, you know, it's still at an unexpected place, right? It could be at their workplace, it could be at home, it's shocking, right? And so this is from a defense perspective, when they don't know that this is coming on down the pike. So you're talking them off the ledge for that, right? Hey, listen, this is normal. whether you're a doctor who was trying to save somebody's life and you still were sued for it, you still have to talk them through the process. And you find that it doesn't matter what level or what social economic place that you've come from, you're still intimidated by the process to what it is.